This is Joy Rowland, and you are listening to the Empowered Wealthy Women podcast. This is episode number 51, my top 9 financial principles for lasting wealth. Welcome to Empowered Wealthy Women, a podcast for ambitious women who want to build wealth. You'll learn how to finally fix your relationship with money, increase your net worth, and make more money. Ladies, it's time to create a life of abundance, wealth, empowerment, and joy. Ready? Let's go! Hello everybody, welcome to episode number 51 of the Empowered Wealthy Women podcast. As always, I hope you're doing well. I hope your family is doing well. Thank you for tuning in today. I have had an amazing week. So I just came back from Miami, Florida, where I had an engagement. I had to speak on stage, and then I had some other business meetings. I am so excited because I've been looking forward to this trip for quite a while, and it went very well. At the start, it didn't go very well because my flight was delayed 5 hours. So that wasn't a very good experience, but I'm just glad to be home. Yeah, I love Canada so much. And even when I was in Florida, I just kept on looking forward to coming back. So the conference I attended was in downtown Miami. This was my first time in Miami. It's just a surprising experience because I just had the idea that because it was in downtown, it would be a very cool experience. But to my surprise, found out that downtown can have some very dodgy people. There were places I went to that I didn't feel safe at all. The place I stayed, it was downtown, but there was a marijuana store just opposite. And there were all these shady characters on the streets. Like, everywhere was smelling drugs, and like, it didn't just feel nice to me. And so when I told my friends, they were like, well, that's what you'd expect in downtown Miami. The other thing I experienced was that I had like 15 Uber rides in downtown Miami throughout my stay. And of all of those, none of them spoke a word of English. Like, that was so surprising to me because I felt it was the US and people would at least have a little bit of English, but no. Like, and they were just speaking Spanish to me, and I'm like, no, like I kept using my hand and my head to shake, no Spanish. And it was just a very interesting experience. I'm very glad to be home. I'm glad to be back with my daughter and to just have a routine. Okay, so that's all for me. I hope you are doing well. And that's the surprising thing with, well, I shouldn't say surprising, it's to be expected, because on a podcast, right, because it's almost like a one-way conversation, unless like some of you would email me or send me a DM, typically it's just me talking to you, right? Like, you don't get to talk back, because I would definitely want to find out how your week went or how your week is going, right? But yeah, I hope you are doing well. So this episode was actually inspired by a question someone asked me during my travels. So I had given a speech, like I was talking about how to set up your finances and how to build wealth. And someone asked me during the Q&A, she said, what were my top 9 financial principles? And I'm like, when I answered, I'm like, oh, this should be very good information to share with my audience on my podcast. And I'm like, okay, my next podcast episode would be my top 9 financial principles for lasting wealth. Because I think that to build lasting wealth, you have to have key principles that you abide by. And those principles will definitely, definitely guaranteed build wealth for you and your family. Because I am all about generational wealth. Okay, so I'm going to give you my nine top financial principles. Number one, are you ready? Live below your means. Yes, this timeless advice is the cornerstone of personal financial health. If you want to be wealthy, the place you've got to start is living below your means. That is spending less than you earn. Okay. Now, when I say spend below, like live below your means, I'm not saying you should deprive yourself. Okay. No. I'm saying you should spend money from your future self. This is what I call value-based spending. So, if you're earning way below what you need to survive, that's an indication that you are in a wrong job. You need to get a better job, right? If you cannot like pay your bills and still have something left at the end of the month, then you are in the wrong job. Okay? Because to build wealth, you have to live below your means. Okay? So that's the bedrock. Living below your means, spending from your future self, value-based spending. Number two, financial principle that I think is non-negotiable is having a reserve fund. Yes. So when I teach this in Dave Ramsey's Financial Peace University, I teach my students to, first of all, have $1,000, right? Like that's the bedrock. When you've saved $1,000 in reserve, next step is to save 3 to 6 months worth of living expenses. Okay? So you save 3 to 6 months worth of living expenses and you put this in a high yielding savings account, not in an investment that is hard to liquidate. It has to be in a savings account. Once you've done that, the next step is to go 12, 18 months. Yes, I usually stretch my clients to go 2 years. So having 2 years worth of living expenses. Yes. Why do I advise this? Well, because it takes the pressure off, right? And I am all about peace of mind. I am all about living your life to the fullest. When you have 2 years worth of living expenses saved, it takes the edge off. Like you're not agitated, you're not anxious about money. Now, another reason I recommend this is because it stops you from falling back on high interest credit cards. This is what puts a lot of people into trouble because when you are in a bind and you need money, let's say, for example, somebody's car has a problem and this is the car they need to get to work. If there is no money in your emergency fund, you would have to dip into high like credit cards, right? Because you definitely need a car. That's not a good thing because all of those interests you pay is like flushing money down the drain. Like it's like trying to hold water in a basket. Like it's a no-no for me. Like never, ever, ever should you pay interest on a credit card. Never, ever, ever. Yes, that's one of my key principles. Because that interest you're paying on that credit card, you can actually use it to build wealth. Now, when I say emergency fund, I don't like to call it an emergency fund. I prefer to say a reserve fund. I choose my words wisely because I know words matter. If you call it an emergency fund, guess what? You're gonna have an emergency. I don't call it an emergency. I call it a reserve fund. Okay? So your reserve fund have, for starters, 3 to 6 months worth of living expenses. And then as you build, you wanna stretch that to 2 years worth of living expenses. Okay, so that's principle number two. Principle number three is to understand the power of compound interest. Albert Einstein called compound interest the eighth wonder of the world. Yes. This is like your superpower for building wealth, leveraging the power of compound interest. Whether you are investing in a retirement account or you are trying to grow your business account, whatever account you're trying to grow, the principle of earning interest and that interest, earning interest on interest over time can significantly amplify your wealth. The secret here is to start early. Yes, this is the best way to exploit compound interest to your advantage. Now, compound interest works like this. So when you earn money on your money, and the interest you earn on that money, you put it back as principal, and then you earn interest on that principal plus interest, and you let that do repeat itself over time. That's compound interest. So you never withdraw your interest out of the account. You just allow compound interest to work to your advantage. Once you understand the power of compound interest, my friend, you'd have arrived and you will build wealth so quickly. Because it's just like free money. So imagine that you have to go to work, maybe you are paid per hour, and then you have to work all of those hours. You're trading your time for money. When you allow compound interest to work in your favor, you're no longer trading your time for money. Your money is making money for you. So that's principle number three. Principle number four is to diversify your investments. Yes, diversification. Do not put your eggs in one basket. Diversification spreads risk across multiple assets. This ensures that if there's a decline in a single investment, it doesn't affect all of your other investments. Like your portfolio overall will not be hugely negatively impacted because just one single investment in a portfolio doesn't have a huge impact on the entire portfolio. So what does this mean? For example, maybe you want to invest in real estate as well as the stock market. And maybe when you invest in the stock market, you don't just buy one stock. Like I've said this so many times on this podcast, the way I build my wealth is I invest in index funds. The index funds I am invested in has over 1,000 stocks in the index. Okay, so when I buy a part of that index, I'm buying a stake in multiple companies. Okay, and this spreads across the world. So in that index funds, companies in there include companies in the US, companies in Canada, emerging markets. So the diversification is just perfect. I am not in one singular industry. I invest in multiple industries. So, for example, if you bought a stock in a tech company, for example, you are limiting your exposure to the or just the tech industry. If there was anything happening in the tech industry that happens to be negative, you will be negatively impacted because you just have the interest in tech stock. So that's principle number four, diversify your investments. Principle number five is debt management. Yes, not all debt is bad, but understanding the difference between productive debt and destructive debt will completely transform your wealth. So, managing debt effectively involves knowing when to leverage it for your growth and when to avoid it to prevent financial strain. So, for example, an example of good debt would be a mortgage to buy a rental property, right? So, when you do your calculation and you are net positive at the end of the month, that's a good investment, even though you've borrowed money from the bank to buy that property. An example of destructive debt is high interest credit cards. Okay, let's say you use it to to buy consumer goods. Maybe you want to furnish your home, and then you take out a high interest credit card. That's bad debt, okay? Because the sofa you have in your home isn't producing any income, and then you've just taken out a huge high interest credit card to buy that consumer goods. So that's number five, debt management. Number six is to continuously educate yourself. Yes, like I would say this has been responsible for a lot of the success I've created for myself because I am constantly improving. I'm constantly learning. I'm constantly searching and seeing what's happening in the marketplace, and I'm learning new skills, new techniques, new strategies to help me build my wealth. So if you are truly, truly interested in building generational wealth for yourself and your family, you have to be invested in education. You have to be invested in coaching. Yes, you have to be invested in going to masterminds. So join masterminds where successful people are, and these people talk money. Okay? You cannot do it by yourself. Like just trying to build wealth and just relying on your knowledge will only take you so far. Okay? Now let's go to principle number seven. This is to set clear financial goals. Yes. I cannot tell you how many people I come across and I ask them, what's your financial goal for the year? And they are clueless. And then my question is, well, if you don't have a financial goal, how are you going to know when you hit the goal? Most likely you would not hit the goal because you didn't set the goal in the first place. And that's why most people struggle to build wealth, because they never have a plan, they never have a goal. So you have to be specific. Excuse me, you have to be specific when you define your goals, right? It has to be specific, it has to be measurable, it has to be attainable, it has to be relevant, and it has to have a time limit. You have to set a time. So that's principle number 10. Principle number eight is to maximize income streams. Yes, you have to have multiple income streams. Now, it's understandable if you have a 9-to-5 job or maybe you have a business. But to build lasting wealth, you have to have multiple streams of income. Here's an example. You might have a side business, and this was something I did for a number of years while I was working in corporate. I was profiting from my experience. I was profiting from my skills. So I was when I first started, I was teaching people how to apply for Canadian permanent residency. This was something I had done for myself, and I didn't have to hire a lawyer. So I started to teach people how to do it for themselves. At the time, I was charging, I think it was 1,500, which was good money. Okay. Another thing I did was I was teaching my friends how to apply for high profile jobs, how to get highly paid jobs. So that was very good income for me as I was in my 9-to-5 job. So I want to challenge you. What can you do on the side to generate additional income for yourself? You have to expand your vision of what's possible. You have to not limit yourself because I find that many people limit themselves on what's possible for them as far creating wealth. Another thing is when you invest, like I said earlier, have diversification. So if you invest in property, which is good, real estate, invest in the stock market, that's good as well. Maybe you want to do a franchise. Yes, that's a good one as well. So make sure you have multiple streams of income. The last financial principle I want to tell you about is leveraging technology. Yes, I leverage technology to help me automate my finances. So I pay my bills automatically. You can set it up on your banking system. Also, I do my savings automatically. So every single month, a specific amount goes into my savings account. Like, I don't have to worry about it. I also automate my investing. Yes, I automate my investing this way. I don't have to think about it every month. It just happens. Okay. So I want you to think about leveraging technology to your advantage to manage your finances, because as we know, when emotions get involved in finances, many times you might not make the right decision. So if you can take out your emotion as much as possible from your finances, you'll set up yourself for lasting wealth. So I'm going to recap the nine principles. One, live below your means. Two, set up an emergency fund. I call this a reserve fund. Three, understand the power of compound interest. Four, diversify your investing. Five, debt management. Six, continuously educate yourself. Seven, set clear financial goals. Eight, maximize income streams. And number nine, utilize and leverage technology to your advantage in building wealth. Now, if you are ready to implement all of these things, I invite you to join my mastermind. My mastermind is a 6-month program where I help you build generational wealth. You take the guesswork out of it. I help you transform your money mindset so that you finally start building wealth. If you're interested, the first step is to jump on a strategy call. I need to understand your vision and your goals, your wealth plan. I need to understand those, and then I'll tell you how my program can help you. That's all I have for you, my friend. As always, it's always a joy to record these podcast episodes for you. I look forward to seeing you right here on the next episode. Bye. Hey, very quickly before you go, if you are ready to finally fix your relationship with money, increase your net worth, and make more money, then I invite you to my one-on-one private coaching program. This is where you learn how to take control of your money and build wealth. To get started, book a free intro call with me. The link is in the show notes. I'll see you there. Bye-bye.